sing hymn number 440 in the red hymnal 440. Be saved. This is the name that is above every name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, on earth and under the earth, in the heavens, all of creation, to the glory of God the Father. We have come tonight, Lord, to worship you. We've come, Lord, to praise, to give thanks, Lord, for all that you are and for all that you have done for us through Christ and the cross. Lord, as we remember tonight the sacrifice that has been made, Lord, we glory in you. Wonderful name, wonderful Savior, wonderful Jesus. And so, God, we pray that you would be exalted, you would be blessed tonight in all of our thinking, in all of our speaking, in our singing, in our meditations, O God. Be glorified, we pray. Let it be pleasing and acceptable to you. Lord, we love you. We thank you, Lord. We stand in grace. We stand in salvation today because of the cross. And so, Lord, we ask now, draw us nearer. Draw us nearer, Lord. For your name's sake, O God, draw us nearer to the cross. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, Jesus, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Precious Lord Jesus. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven.
That's hymn number 49 in the Red Book.
Joy and comfort. is Jesus, my Savior, my King. His praise all the day long with rapture I sing.
Hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your pain.
Almost officially into our first period. I'm glad all of you have made it. We're waiting for our campers to come soon. I guess a lot of you are staff, some that are still on their way, I know. But tonight, we want to pray for our staff, for our counselors as we begin this season. Believe that God has a specific plan and purpose, not just for us to be here receiving things, and not just for the staff and counselors to be giving and doing things, but for all of us. God has purposed us to be here that we might edify one another, that we might build one another up. And I thank you, many of you, in conversations just along the way throughout the day, have been encouraging to me, not just these couple of days, but my experience here at camp. There's a blessed fellowship here, and so I just encourage you to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit speaking through you and ministering through you. There are a lot of people who come to camp with needs. I'm one. A lot of needs, and God desires. He has fit us together in himself and in the body that we might grow into a perfect temple. Mm-hmm. And so we want to remember that as we come and go these days and weeks. Some of you, I heard, are here for the whole summer. God bless you. And God has a reason for this. And so we want to pray especially for those who are serving here at camp in the very different roles. Each of them are very important. I'd rather be a housekeeper, or what is it, a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord. Maybe it's a housekeeper. Maybe it's a pot boy. All of these roles are so vitally important, and what we do unto the Lord and for his glory. So I don't remember if how to do this, Brother Paul, but we'll just do
counselors first.
Okay. So counselors, would you stand? And we want to pray for you. Cottage counselors, village counselors, oh, hi. Some of you just came in. Good to see you. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I'm going to ask my wife if she would pray for the counselors and for the girls that are coming as well, and some boys in the cottage. But all of us, why don't we just extend a hand of faith and believe God that he will work. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, God, come, Lord. Dear God, come, we pray, Lord Jesus. Dear God, your presence settle upon these counselors. Dear Jesus,
precious Lord, Father, we thank you for these women, Lord, these warriors, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you have called them to this time to be here, Lord God. We know that you have a plan and a purpose for them. And, Lord, we ask you right now, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit will fill them, Lord Jesus. Lord, that they will seek you through these 2 weeks for these girls, Lord Jesus. Father, that they will look to you for the answers, that you will fill them with wisdom, that you will fill them with knowledge, Lord God, of your word. And, Lord Jesus, that you would just protect them, Lord God. Oh, Father, I pray that you will just fill them with your Holy Spirit. Lord, that these next 2 weeks will be a blessing with these girls. Father, and we know that each girl that will be coming, there's a plan and a purpose for them. Oh, Jesus, would you touch their hearts right now? Lord, that they will have a desire to know you more. And Lord Jesus, we know that they will be coming up with burdens on their hearts and carrying things that they shouldn't have to carry at this age. Oh, Lord God, we pray that you will do a great work in their hearts, Lord Jesus, and that you will use these women, Lord God, to say the words that they should be saying, or maybe to just be silent. Father, do this now. Save those that need to be saved. Fill those with your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. We ask this in your precious, holy name. Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You are faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Others who are on staff throughout the rest of camp, would you stand? We want to pray for you. We've got lifeguards and grounds people and some of these positions are not just helpful, but some of them very serious, as we've got children running and playing and swimming and boating, but that God would have his hand upon us throughout this camp. Thank you all for your ministry. Father, we pray that you would bless these who have come to serve you. Lord, those who maybe have sacrificed time and resources, Lord, some that have come with great needs, dear God, and maybe their minds and their thoughts are back home on situations and challenges, Lord, and they've been trusting you to come here, that you would take care of matters in the world around them and the needs that they have. Lord, I pray that you would lift those burdens, dear God, that they could serve you, Lord, with a focus on you and on those around them here and on the calling that you've put for these days and weeks before them. God, that you would give them much peace and much grace. Lord, give them strength as these days and weeks wear on, Lord. We pray that you would uphold them. God, we pray that you would give them, again, a wisdom, an awareness of what is happening around them. Lord, that they might be quick to step in, quick, Lord, to minister, quick, Lord, to speak a word of faith. God, that you would, in each place that you put them in circles, Lord, amongst friends and maybe some that will be friends after their time here, Lord, relationships that will develop, oh God. We pray that you would be in all of these things. Yes. God, we thank you for their heart. We thank you for their love for you and for camp and for us. We pray your blessing now upon them in a very special way, dear Jesus. We ask this in your holy name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we pray for these weeks ahead, for office staff and the things that they need to deal with, God. We pray for ministers that will be coming and going. Some may be standing in the pulpit. Some will be ministering from their seats. Lord, we pray for the needs that still lie before camp, those periods and the needs of staffing. God, we ask that you would fill every role. God, that you would raise up those that would commit to this, dear God, that there would be no lack. For your name's sake, we pray. And so throughout this season, Lord, as we begin, we pray we would see your hand in every detail, and that you would order every decision and every step and every move that is made. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just a couple of announcements for tomorrow. We will be having table worship in the morning, and so breakfast is at 8:30, and we ask that you would bring your Bibles so that we would, right at 9 o'clock, we will have our time of worship there, and then we'll move on to the busyness of the day, as many of you are preparing for guests and campers that are be on their way shortly. Why don't we sing another song? Number 50. We have a request for number 50 that was just shared a few minutes ago. Why don't we stand as we sing this? praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord.